And now it gives me great pleasure to welcome Cheryl Perrault, a performance poet. And she runs a wonderful open mic in Hopkinton. She can tell you about that. Please welcome Cheryl Perrault.
Come on. Please welcome Cheryl Perrault.
Thank you. I was feeling worried about that. And Steve Rapson. Coffee. The next open mic, Wake Up Smelling Poetry, is February 7th in Hopkinton. And you can ask me about it if you're interested. Carla Schwartz is featuring, and Libby Frank and Camille Breeze. And we are going away from the TV FCC guidelines and calling it steamy Saturday morning poetry, whatever that means. So come and join us if you like. And now, I should have brought my apocalypse piece, but no. But that was a fantastic feature. Thank you so much, Steve and Deborah and Bitsy again. So I heard in the news today that there's nothing wrong with the retail world with chocolate, and chocolate's doing just fine. Despite our economy, that's good news. And if you happen to run out of chocolate in your cupboard and you have some Kopi Luwak, you'll be okay. And in case you don't know what that is, it's the coffee that is processed by those little animals in Indonesia who act like coffee grinders. And so it's their droppings that become the coffee bean. And according to the information about them, it tastes just like chocolate when you drink it. It's a little bit of coffee trivia for you. And this is a coffee story. When I was a kid growing up, I'd watch my mother drink coffee cup after cup to help keep her up and awake because she always had to work the late, late night shift. She was a nurse. Well, I shied away from that foul-smelling drink because mother's post-coffee breath made me often shrink from her proximity. Or maybe it was just my adolescent sense of superiority, you know? Like when you think nothing a parent can do is right, like even when they open their mouth to speak or breathe. So I swore I would never be the type to drink that black, murky, filthy, dirty coffee. And then later, when I had grown and left for college, out on my own, I'd study hard and stay up night until dawn, making sure to stay away from what enslaved my all-nighter college mates. And that was drinking that black, dark and strong, all foul and watery and smelling wrong, 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 looking and tasting coffee. Now later on, I got married and had a few babies, and they'd often keep me awake night after night, making me crazy. But crazy or not, I would hold on taut to my conviction, stick to my restriction, my abolition, my anti-volition, to never ever cave and drink a cup of that hot, hot, hit the spot coffee. And I was so tired. In fact, one night I fell asleep standing up, changing my baby, making her stop crying, start laughing instead at me while I was suddenly lying supine on the floor, apparently afflicted by some type of parental narcolepsy. And I wondered now if it would have been better than to have simply surrendered and given in and just go grab myself even a thimble of that just harvested from Colombia. Rich roasted smell puts you under the daily routine drinking spell of coffee. And then entered the strange change of middle age, and lo and behold, one day I followed my nose over to the cafe and decided to give in and get my first mocha latte, like a rite of life passage. And ever since then, I have been hooked each and every day on getting a coffee at the local cafe, because I no longer refuse or refrain. Instead, now I choose my coffee of the day. Maybe get the grande latte, the non-fat venti, the ristretto, macchiato, misto, doppio, cappuccino, frappuccino, espresso, americano, and the cafe au lait. And they even have that plain old black, never tasting wrong, all dense, dark, delicious, and smelling strong. Coffee. Steve, can you get my cup of coffee on the table? Steve Rapson. Thank you, Steve.
Cheryl Perrault, Steve Rapson.